Okay. So last time we met, was on our community call, and there are just a couple of things I wanted to return to about that. One, I need to make one correction. When Jana brought up about the aquamarine crystal, I said it was the crystal of peace and tranquility, which, in fact, it is the crystal of beauty and tranquility. So I just want to correct that for everyone. For me, the frequency that it evokes when I lean into that crystal is one of peace and serenity. So, we're going to come back before the end of this year and talk about the aquamarine crystal and all the other crystals as well. And so, but Jan, I want to thanks for you bringing that up in our community call because you brought that aquamarine crystal back into our present time awareness. And also on that community call, we just talked a bit about not sending anything to the earth. And after the call, the council dropped in and made a couple of points, and they asked that be shared with you. We mentioned on the call to allow the earth to draw from our individual earth stars. And the council wanted you to be reminded that if I think it was last year in level two, that we brought our eighth dimensional prime element into that earth star, and that element has been emitting in that earth star since that time. So one of the many reasons we've been asked not to directly infuse the earth is that your vibration at this time is so much different than that of the earth and most of humanity. And by allowing the earth in her infinite wisdom and the elementals for that matter to draw from your prime element through your earth star is of tremendous service and value to the planet. I feel we all agree that the earth is undergoing great change in her ascension process, and she is elevating the vibrations of the earth when and where it would be most beneficial. The earth as we knew it 5 years ago, even 2 years ago, really no longer exists because that frequency is just, it's just moved beyond that. And if we were to individually begin directing energetics to the earth, so which vibration of earth would you actually be directing it to? So that's part of the reasoning for that, because for the most part, we do not have access to the same vibrational earth that the majority of humans are still engaged with. So the council, the elementals, Gaia herself, and all the powers that be that are involved in the ascension are in agreement that the greatest gift we can give at this time is to hold the vision of the ascending earth bathed in the element of love from our current state of being. That is what they wish you to know. And one more point before we move on. So when you ground yourself and you draw from your earth star, keep in mind that you are drawing from that eighth dimensional prime element and all the other multidimensional frequencies that are held here. So you're not just receiving those higher frequencies from above, but you're also receiving higher frequencies from your earth star as well. Just things that we may not often think about. Just one little side note. We spoke about Miriam, the Magdalene's name. And a couple days after the call, I read that in some of the second century Gnostic material that has been found, that her name was spelled, and I thought this was interesting, Mariham. Mariam. So just a little bit of a side note, which I found interesting. I hope you do too. And we will move right in to the first part of today's session.